Welcome to Featured Wiki of the Day, where we read the summary of the featured Wikipedia article every day. The featured article for Tuesday, the 20th of April 2021 is Portraits of Odenatius. Odenatius, the king of Palmyra from 260 to 267 CE, has been identified by modern scholars as the subject of sculptures, seal impressions, and mosaic pieces. His city was part of the Roman Empire, and he came to dominate the Roman East when in 260 he defeated Shirai, the Sasanian emperor of Persia, who had invaded the Roman Empire. Odenatius besieged the Sasanian capital Ctesiphon in 263, and although the city did not fall, the campaign led to a full restoration of Roman provinces taken by Shirai. In the aftermath of his Persian War, Odenatius assumed the title King of Kings, which was a challenge to the Persian monarch's claims of authority in the region. Odenatius ruled the Roman East unopposed with imperial consent. In 267, he was assassinated alongside his eldest son Herodianus while conducting a campaign against Germanic raiders in Bithynia. He was succeeded by his son Vabalathus under the regency of the widow Queen Zenobia. Palmyrene portraits were usually abstract, depicting little individuality. Most reported portraits of Odenatius are undated and have no inscriptions, making identification speculative. Generally, the criteria for determining whether a piece represents the king are its material, imported marble, in contrast to local limestone, and iconography, such as the presence of royal attributes, crowns or diadems. Several limestone head portraits from Palmyra were identified by several 20th century scholars as depicting Odenatius, based on criteria such as the size of the portrait and the presence of the wreath. The latter element was not special in Palmyrene portraits, as priests were also depicted with wreaths. More recent research on the limestone portraits indicates that these pieces were probably funerary objects depicting private citizens. Two marble heads, both reflecting a high level of individuality, are more likely to be portraits of the king. The first marble sculpture depicts a man in a royal diadem, and the second shows the king in an Eastern royal tiara. Two Palmyrene tesserae, depicting a bearded king wearing a diadem and an earring, are also likely to be depictions of Odenatius, and two mosaic panels have been identified as possibly depicting him. One of them portrays a rider, probably Odenatius, killing a chimera, which fits a prophecy in the 13th Sibylline Oracle that includes an account contemporary to Odenatius, prophesying that he will kill Shirai, who is described as a beast. This recording reflects the Wikipedia text as of 1:16 UTC on Tuesday, the 20th of April 2021. For the full current version of the article, search Wikipedia for Portraits of Odenatius. This podcast is produced by Arbulus May Productions based on Wikipedia content and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Visit wikioftheday.com for our archives, sister podcasts, and swag. Please subscribe to never miss an episode. You can also follow WOTD Pod on Twitter. Arbulus May Productions produces the current events podcast Curmudgeon's Corner as well. Check it out in your podcast player of choice. This has been Emma Standard. Thank you for listening to Featured Wiki of the Day.